From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria says it has broken the siege of a key airbase. Syria's military says it's taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State fighters for 2 years. The commander of the Kuwiris airbase in Aleppo, Major General Munthir Zaman, saluted his soldiers, who he says remained steadfast, and called for mercy for those who died for their country. The month-long offensive was aided by Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to come to agreement on a list of terror groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said any future ceasefire will not apply to those organizations. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry will deliver major remarks on Syria Thursday.
It's, I think, an effort by the Secretary to lay out in very concrete terms what we're trying to do, what our strategy is, what we're looking to accomplish. Now, there may be new elements in that, but that's, I think, the overarching goal.
Mr. Kerry will take part in the second round of talks on Syria's future Saturday in Vienna. A senior U.S. diplomat Tuesday urged Burundi to begin internationally mediated talks with the opposition to end the country's political crisis. Tom Perriello, the U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region, spoke Tuesday in Bujumbura.
It is crucial for all parties to respect their commitments, to join an internationally mediated dialogue with no preconditions and without delay. This is the only viable way to return Burundi to the path of peace and prosperity. The international dialogue will complement the inter-Burundian dialogue, thereby increasing the likelihood of success.
Meanwhile, a UN human rights official warned Tuesday Burundi's violence threatens to spiral into ethnic or regional conflict. This is VOA News.